When I was a young girl, my grandfather had very severe Alzheimer's. So when I was growing up, at first I was my sister, and then he didn't know who me or my sister was, and then he didn't know who my father was, and then he didn't know who his wife was, and at the end he didn't know who he was. And so just having that family history, I had a very large family, and we had to take turns on helping him. He had a wandering behavior, which is pretty common in Alzheimer's patients, and so he could leave, but he wouldn't be able to find his way home.
And how does having a loved one dealing with this disease change the family dynamic at home?
You're no longer a wife. You become the caregiver. You're a primary caregiver, and it's very different. They don't say, I love you, or you don't have that intimacy or that relationship that you once had. Everything is gone. And as a child, you become the parent and telling them, no, it's not acceptable for you to drive because that's not something you can do anymore. And you become reverse roles. And that's a very challenging thing for families because if they're having a good day, they realize that dynamics have changed, but they're still not comfortable with that. They don't want to play the child's role. They want to be the parent, and they want to have that respect. And so there becomes a challenge with families because when you're telling your father he can or cannot do something, or your husband, it's not comfortable on either side of that.
And so we're talking about Alzheimer's patients living primarily with family members. Is that a common trend to have people struggling with Alzheimer's living with their family members?
I think it's best case scenario. Not everyone has that luxury, but families that can stay at home, their surroundings are things they know. And even when they know the surroundings, at a certain point, they'll say, I want to go home. And they remember that childhood home instead of their other home. But when you change a person with Alzheimer's, you change their daily routine or you change their people that's in their lives, it throws them off dramatically. Whereas me and you would take a new person and get to know them, they don't know who that person is, and everyone can be a threat to them. So they have sometimes violent behaviors because they feel out of control and they don't understand who these people are. And sometimes that can be their own children.
So let's talk a little bit about what resources that this center has now that you can provide to not only caregivers, but other people who are looking after their loved ones who are struggling with Alzheimer's.
At least once a month, we try to give an Alzheimer's class, a workshop, for families to be able to help manage some behaviors. It does a couple of things. We have a support group for individuals that are dealing with this that they know that they're not alone. I think that's a huge part of just feeling so isolated. When you're with the family member 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you need to be able to have that break. Two, one of my favorite parts of the workshops is managing those behaviors and how to deal with certain behaviors that are very difficult for families to kind of conquer. So the workshop is a great tool to be able to help families kind of have that regroup, get a little bit more focus on ways that they can help. The other issue is that we do to try to cure Alzheimer's. We are a part of the National Association for Alzheimer's. I'm actually the chair because I would love a day without Alzheimer's. And another, for granddaughters not to have to deal with this or for even any family members to have to deal with it. We want to keep people as active as possible. We want to give them the workshops, but we would love to end Alzheimer's.